Go.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Jason Mejia.
Wow, I didn't know that was your first name.
Lacey, I am not related to Lacey. Daisy?
Yeah.
I am not.
Who's Daisy?
How long have you been working as what you are today?
Currently at APA, I've been working here for almost 3 years. But as an IT, I've been working in the field for almost 4.
What's an IT?
IT?
Yeah.
IT is information technology. Wow. They specialize in working on computers, being able to troubleshoot any hardware-related issues that people may have.
What inspired you to be in IT?
So when I was a kid, I used to like to look at like computers and things like that. My brother was actually a big influence. He would come home and he would say, "Hey, I have this." Back then, it was some old stuff. It was a Walkman. You could play music on it. It's so cool. And I'm like, "Oh, that's great," you know. And he's like, "Well, where would you download all that music?" And he's like, "Oh, you just go to the internet, and from there you can purchase songs and you can purchase movies too." And I'm like, "Oh, that's crazy." So that started getting me into being able to learn a little bit more about technology, and it kind of grew my attention more into learning, you know, what I needed to do to become one.
Do you like doing what you do?
Yeah, I enjoy working on computers. It's super fun, and it's a lot to learn. There's so many different things that you can basically focus on. I mean, there's either networking or you can go to programming. There's just general hardware. It's just so many, many different things.
But why APA?
Why APA? I think one of the biggest reasons why I decided to work with APA, none of you probably know this, but my wife used to work here, not specifically in this school. Well, she occasionally came over here, but she was the West Valley One junior high secretary. Her name was Vianney Salvador. And she actually, since she worked here, it gave me an opportunity to come in here as well, to be able to work as well with her and work for IT. So it was great being able to work with my wife for a couple of years.
How long did you have to go to college for?
I actually did not go to college. I'm still in the process of going. I've taken a couple of classes, but right now this is kind of like a starter phase for me. There's still more I need to learn, and there's still more I want to learn before I go into something of a bigger field, something more specific.
You get paid, right?
Yeah, you get paid for.
I remember you teaching at West, not teaching, like, I don't know, being an IT at West Valley 1, too. Like, have you, like, taught at any other campuses, like, at what, APA?
So I focused mainly on my first time being here for the first year was at West Valley 1. Mm-hmm. First year and a half to 2 years was at West Valley 1, and then I switched over to West Valley 2. So that's the reason because I switched was because Chris Guerrero, he ended up having to go to Draper to help them out over there, and they needed somebody to fill the West Valley 2 spot. So since I was available, they switched me over here.
Do you have like a favorite campus? Like, which one's your favorite?
Ooh, that's tough. I really like West Valley 2. One of the biggest reasons is because I'm always busy. There's always something to do. So it's not just there sitting on a desk saying, "Okay, so what do I do now?"
Do you live with your parents?
I don't live with my parents. I've been married for 5 years now.
Wow.
So I've been living with my wife, and we live downtown.
Do your parents check on you?
As much as any parents would.
What's your favorite thing about being at IT?
I think my favorite thing overall, I would have to say being able to create my own little server. So it gave me the knowledge to, like I said, one of the biggest things that got me into IT was being able to have movies and songs, basically, you know, being able to purchase those and download them. So it got to a point where I'm like, well, you know, this is great. You know, I love doing this, but what if I'm at my friend's house, or I end up taking a trip to Mexico, and I'm like, oh, you know, I really want to watch this movie or listen to this song. So everything I've been able to purchase, I actually save it onto my computer and I make it a server and I distribute it to anywhere I'm at. So let's just say I go to Mexico. I can just pull up my computer that's at home and I can just watch a movie from there, from the ones I've gotten.
Wow, that's cool.
Have you ever played the dinosaur game?
The dinosaur game, yes. You know, when internet's down and I get bored.
Oh.
Just click the button.
I love the dinosaur game.
So, are you Mexican?
Yeah, I am Mexican. My parents, both of my parents are from Puebla, Mexico.
I knew it.
So, once they were there, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we should come to the United States. They ended up coming to the United States and staying in New York. And that's where I was born. So I'm actually born in New York. But I only stayed there for a little while. We ended up moving here to Utah, and that's where I've been, basically where I was raised.
Everybody from Puebla lives us.
That's what I hear. I hear a lot of, I know there's some other people from Puebla. I'm like, oh,
my dad's from Puebla. So
oh, really?
I took one look at you. He's from Puebla.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of my family's there, so.
You have kids?
I don't have any kids, but it's something I want to be able to, you know, to grow on, to be able to have some as well. But.
You want a girl or a boy? No, I'm just saying. Like,
well, so this is the thing. So girls, when you get older, they're the ones that are going to take care of you. Guys, on the other hand, may be a little bit easier to raise. So, you know, you pick and choose.
That's true.
Boy,
how are you?